The mayor of New Paltz, New York, is postponing gay marriage ceremonies scheduled for tomorrow. Mayor Jason West has been criminally charged for illegally performing the marriages. West says he'll wait to resume conducting them until after he speaks with the state's attorney general next week. And in Plattsburgh, New York, Mayor Dan Stewart is thinking a lot about gay marriage these days. He's gay, but also a Republican. I spoke with Stewart and with Bruce Steele, the editor of The Advocate, about their differing views on gay marriage. Steele recently married his partner, and while Stewart is in favor of gay marriage as a mayor, he refuses to conduct them.
Because I am not going to become an activist mayor who's going to go out there and do that. I think it's important that we understand that when we raise our right hand and take an oath of office, we are going by the laws of the state of New York and its constitution. If I were to say to my constituents that I'm going to start marrying people and break the law, then they may as well just start throwing their parking tickets at me and having parties on the street with open containers and say, we don't need to pay attention to laws either.
But isn't there a constitutional argument that the Constitution and the anti-discrimination provisions of the Constitution of New York State and the equal protection provisions of the Constitution of New York State invalidate any laws that deny equal access to marriage, and therefore you might not, in fact, be breaking the laws because the laws themselves may be invalid?
Well, according to the Attorney General of the state of New York, I've been told that it's illegal to marry people in this state, and he's a Democrat. So it's all up to the courts in the end, according to the Attorney General.
Now, what do you think of what Barney Frank, a congressman from Massachusetts, said recently? He said now is not the time for gays to push this issue. He's afraid of alienating people who would ordinarily sympathize, straight people who would ordinarily sympathize with you on many issues during an election year.
You know, actually, it wasn't Barney's comments as much as it was Barbara Boxer when I first read the comments about that and what was happening in California. But the more I watched it and the more that I watched the public response to it, the more that I started to agree with that opinion, that those that are on the fence that sometimes feel as though something's being, you know, forced into their face, it may turn them off. And I think we don't want to alienate the middle, but at the same time, we don't want to, deny ourselves the right, of marriage, and that there's going to be a fight.
Well, what about that, Bruce Steele? Do you feel that this will create some sort of a backlash, that you're basically playing into the hands of Republicans who may be looking for a divisive issue during an election year?
I agree that that's what the Republicans are looking for, but I disagree that I agree that these are civil disobedience marriages as much as they are real marriages. But I don't agree that the effect of the people getting married in San Francisco and Portland and New Paltz and everywhere else is going to be negative. I think the effect of all this is to put a face on an issue that I think a lot of people don't associate with real human beings. But when people see all of these amazing couples, who many of whom have been together for 10 and 20 and 30 years, I think people will begin to understand that the quest for same-sex marriage is a quest for equality and a quest for equal access being sought by their fellow Americans, who are in no way any threat to anyone else.
But, Bruce Steele, what about what Dan Stewart said earlier about possibly alienating the middle, people who don't want this sort of shoved in their faces on television every night, and who might support, then, laws actually explicitly prohibiting gay marriage?
We're talking about people who haven't thought much about this issue. I think that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the middle. For that reason, I don't think a lot of people have even addressed it or talked about it. And I think the people who are undecided are more likely to say, it's fine, let's change the subject.
Mayor Stewart, as a Republican, you consulted with President Bush when he was a candidate running for president. What do you think of his call for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage?
Oh, I've been very vocal on this issue. I'll never vote again for George W. Bush. I believe as though this is a slap in the face to the entire gay and lesbian community of this country. And it's time that people realize that we are being denied rights. And Republican or not, doesn't matter. I'm a human being. So the Republican side of it doesn't mean anything to me right now. I consider myself a regional Republican, in total contrast to the National Republican Party and the stance that they have on this issue and others.
A question for you both. How do you think this issue will likely be resolved? Not how you want it to be resolved, but what do you think will happen in the near future?
In the end, it's going to have to come back to states' rights, which is traditionally the Republican Party's platform in any case. At some point, it may come up to the level of the Supreme Court as couples sue for recognition in states that may prefer not to recognize same-sex couples. But I don't believe this amendment will pass. I believe it is very divisive. I think gay people are sick and tired of George Bush and the far-right members of the Republican Party of just simply cutting them out of America as if they were not citizens and are not paying taxes and are not Americans. And in the end, no one's going to want, well, few people, not enough people are going to want to write discrimination into the Constitution for the first time since slavery. So it's simply not going to happen.
And Dan Stewart, do you think that gay marriage will be legalized in your state sometime soon?
Well, I know that as of May, when they're legal in Massachusetts, they'll be legal here in New York State as long as it's performed in Massachusetts or if it's performed in Canada. And I think that's one advantage for New York State residents is that we don't have a DOMA law in place which denies us the rights of same-sex couples.
That's the Defense of Marriage Act.
Right. But it is illegal to have them performed in New York State. Will they be performed nationally and recognized by the federal government and all the states? I think we're a little ways off from that, but I will certainly work day after day to try to make that happen.
Dan Stewart, Republican mayor of Plattsburgh, New York, and Bruce Steele, the editor of The Advocate. Thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.